mean, Megillus Esther, the story's changed. The pasuk says, "Asolo banavel eats." Haman was hanged on the tree. And throughout the Megillah, it constantly repeats this idea, Al ha'etz. Why does the Megillah have to add the fact that Haman was hung on a tree? If the pasuk could have just said, "Vasolo says banav," and we would have known that they are hung. What's the significance of the fact that they are hung Al ha'etz? So I think that you potentially can explain, right? Chazal teach in Gemara Chulin, Haman mina Haman mina Torah minayin. What's the source for Haman in the Torah? I mean, ha'etz, right, from the Eitz Hadas. That the Eitz Hadas is the source for Haman in the Torah. And Rav Tzadok HaKohen explains that it's specifically the Eitz Hadas which is the source for Haman in the Torah, because both Haman and Eitz Hadas are the source of the Eitz Hara. So I think what the pasuk is really telling us. It's Salu, so as Banaval it's the Haman and his sons were hung on the tree. It's not just saying that they're physically hung. No, but the Yitzhara was hung. Meaning what? Right? The Sfarim HaKadoshim explain that Purim is an allusion to what's going to happen in Lasid Lavo. Ki Yadua, the Gemara Sukkah, and Daphne Beis. Right? The Yitzhara is going to be shechted. It's going to be hung. And since Haman represents and embodies the Yitzhara, it's Dafka and Purim, and we're going to emphasize this idea that Haman was hung all eights. Because the eights represents the Yetzirah. In the same way Haman was hung on the eights and he was destroyed, so too there's going to be a point lost at Davo where the Yetzirah is going to be destroyed. And I think that could be the reason why we add so many times throughout the Megillah to Al Nisim the words Al Eitz to allude to this idea.